It's the award-winning Midwest Race Report, presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, with Dan the Voice Diker, Bill Doc Niles, Paul the Penguin Reichert, and Kevin K. Ram Ramzo on Dog Country 101.3 and 1490 The Eagle. Presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, your grown-up getaway. Also sponsored by Big Boar Barbecue and Catering, Highway 16 West Salem, Dells Raceway Park in Wisconsin Dells, getting bigger and faster. Pizza Villa in downtown West Salem and Sparta, where you'll find hometown taste in every bite. By Silverado Saloon in downtown West Salem, your pre- and post-race headquarters. Century 21 and your agent Gretchen Clements. Don't settle for average. Sell your home with Century 21. By O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. The Comfort Inn in Onalaska, ranked in the top 8% of all Comfort Inns in the country. TACU, Toma Area Credit Union, making a difference every day. The Toma BP, home of BP Me Rewards and BP Driver Rewards. The Toma Sparta Speedway, Friday night racing, family style. The Midwest Race Connection, your newspaper source for racing in the Midwest. And J&L Collectibles, providing you with the finest in racing collectibles and autographed NASCAR items. Now here's Dan, Doc, Paul, and Kevin with today's report.
Well, race fans, welcome in. It's Saturday, and it is race day at the La Crosse Fairgrounds Speedway, and pretty much all over the Midwest. That's why we're here. Doc and Penguin and Radio Man Dan Diker and K-Ram. We are the Midwest Race Report here in Bond Country 101.3 and 1490 The Eagle. I want to welcome those folks in the Magnum Media app, the TuneIn app.
Love the TuneIn app.
Oh, everything's presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells, your grown-up getaway, also Pizza Villa, downtown West Salem, and their new location in downtown Sparta, where you're going to find a hometown taste in every bite. Dells Raceway Park, well, they got washed out last week, but they're back to the regular program today.
Yeah, they made a good call last week by canceling early. La Crosse held out, and they were able to get their races in. We'll talk more about that here in a little bit.
Big Boar Barbecue, Highway 16 West Salem, the best catering in the area. I can say that because three weddings I've done this year have had Big Boar.
Yeah.
And they've almost put me to sleep afterwards.
I took my wife there on a Friday night. One thing we discovered, that they don't do the chicken on Friday nights, folks. So if you want the chicken, don't go on a Friday night. Go on a Saturday or a Thursday.
Silverado Saloon, downtown West Salem, was there last weekend, and everybody had their tickets and their wristbands. They got that second drink for free. Gretchen Clements, Century 21. Don't settle for average, folks. Her and Dave were at Toma last week in their front row, big, massive lawn chair seating area.
Lots of pictures of high school racing on their Facebook page.
O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
O'Reilly's Auto Parts. Ow!
That's it.
Love you, Julie Diker.
Thank you. She missed it last week, by the way, because you tucked it inside the song. TACU, Toma Area Credit Union, making a difference every day, man. It was TACU down at the Toma Sparta Speedway last night, and Todd Scholes got a hold of me this week to say, hey, what should we bring for the Diker Drop Zone? And, man, they brought a ton. Toma Sparta Speedway got a lot of racing coming up, some big races this year. Comfort Inn in Alaska. We just found out last Monday we're now the number one ranked Comfort Inn in the state of Wisconsin. Madison dropped 13 spots.
Wow.
So we're the number one Comfort Inn in the state, and we're now ranked 33rd nationally. How about that, boys?
Folks, I got to tell you right now, if you don't have your reservations for Oktoberfest, get them in now. And get them into the Comfort Inn. I'll tell you why. I've had relatives staying there, and it is beautiful in there. I mean, it was probably one of the best motels in La Crosse. The buffet, unbelievable. My mother-in-law loves the coffee, by the way. Thank you for putting her up during Christmas.
I have brand-new pastries now, too.
Oh, nice. Now, the one drawback, you don't have a hot tub, but the pool is like bathwater. I know this because I've been in the pool. So get your reservations in for Oktoberfest now before it's too late.
And, yes, Kevin has followed me from the ghetto hotel to my new spanking hotel, and your suite's ready, sir.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. And did you have to clean out the pool every time Bill used it?
No. Matter of fact, that may have to happen this weekend, though, because one of his relatives from Illinois is staying in my hotel. We kind of visited Bill last night at the campground.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's sad.
Midwest Race Connection, your news source, racing all over the Midwest, and Geno Collectibles, best in NASCAR items. Real quickly, last weekend at the La Crosse Speedway, Bill, you picked the wrong night to have vertigo and have to have the night off. I've watched Michael Hager race for many, many years at his home track in Minnesota and at the La Crosse Speedway, and I've never seen him bring out the rocket ship that he did last week.
Well, they were shaking the bugs out of the old car, the backup car is what
hadn't
they
hadn't been touched since Oktoberfest.
Yep, and he was doing great with that new car, but they brought that old black car down. You know, and what a hole shot he got. Takes off and just leaves everybody in his dust. So he finally, something he should have had 2 weeks ago, finally got himself a feature win at La Crosse.
And Kevin, I know you watched some of that replay. It takes a lot to bob and weave your way through lap traffic, especially with Steve Carlson on your heels, who finished second. And that was the first time he'd been on the front straightaway for an interview in quite a long time.
Yeah, it probably was another amazing interview by Steve Carlson as well, too. The one thing about Steve Carlson,
he's better. He's really gotten better.
He does talk better. Yes,
I found out he really opened up after our South Africa trip, but that's a different story. But the one thing about it is that usually when Steve Carlson is behind you at La Crosse, that's intimidation. Usually he can get by you because of that intimidation.
Well, so he likes to play those cat and mouse games.
Yes, he does. And for Hager to hold him off like that, that's a big step up for him.
And Penguin, Brent Kirshner, once again on the front row getting an interview afterwards, and I think this guy's going to be the real deal for the whole year.
Yes, he's been looking good in the first 3 weeks of the season, and great job by him, and maybe he could be the dark horse for a championship, maybe.
He wrecked his Midwest Truck Series truck, not taken away against the series, but if you're running as well as Brent Kirshner is, why would you even worry about spending time and money putting that truck back together when you're looking at a championship, which could be his first ever?
Yeah, granted, we're only, what, not even a third of the, barely a third of the way through the season here. Actually, a quarter of the way through the season, and he's got a really good look at it right now, and the more consistent he stays, the harder he's going to make it for somebody like Gady, who's only going to make like maybe 60% of the starts to catch him.
Also,
but let's remember this about Kirshner. He is a honey badger. He doesn't give a you know what.
This is true. Last year's regional lacrosse champ, state champ, everything high school champ, Mitch Berg held off Braden Lockington for the HSRA win. Matt Cleveland, charged by Al Bartles on lap six, he gets the win there. Hornets, it was Lester Stanfield getting past Kyle Catone. The sportsman class was kind of interesting last week. Andy Barney, who picked up his first ever win in the sportsman, got a heat race win. He and Bob Fort go toe-to-toe and head-to-head after a bunch of three-wide racing, and Bob Fort somehow got under Andy Barney for the win, but there were some fireworks in this race with several other drivers that we will not mention.
Yes, there was some heated exchanges out there on the track, but great job by Andy Barney. I think he's finally turned the corner and on this season here.
Which isn't bad, but now, if you notice social media, he may have just gone through his third motor
in
4 weeks.
Oh, no, not again.
Opening practice, toasted the motor. Next weekend, our season opener, before he had the first official lap out, toasted another one. Came back 2 weeks ago, and that's when I wasn't there. He did finish the race.
Yeah,
he did. He comes out Saturday, picks up a heat race win. I saw a picture on his Facebook of his motor pulled out of his car upside down, and it said, "When I find things like this in my oil, it's time for motor number 4.
I saw that.
What would get in your oil, besides water, obviously, what would do it to the point where your motor's done?
I would think metal.
Yeah, you would think some metal shavings, a la Days of Thunder, probably a crack somewhere, which lets some water into the oil, anything
bush
like
light.
That. Yeah, Bush Light. No, I don't think Coors was pouring Bush Light in his old motor.
Coors Light, maybe, but...
No, he has a refrigerator full of Bush Light. I know this. I've been to his garage. But any one of number of reasons for that, and if he tips it over and he finds stuff like that in the oil, like water or metal shavings, you can't drain it out,
wash it out, and dry it with a bunch of paper towel and fill it back up? Is it more complex than that?
It's probably more complex than that. I'm sure the block is cracked somewhere.
See, I know the inner makings and workings of a microphone when it comes to a motor. No clue.
Yeah, well, if you got
that's
water...
why you're here.
If you got water in your microphone, it's not going to work.
It might crack a little bit. I might have a new hairdo by time. Touching it, but Kevin, down your way, man. Nobody got raced again last week. Track A watered out. Track B watered out. Track C watered out.
It was a beautiful weekend down here to watch the Big 8 series at Hawkeye Downs. That was about the one thing I was able to do around here this weekend down here. And one of the funny things is that Slinger, they, Pat Thielen called it at 8 a.m. that morning. People were criticizing him all day, and he finally went out there and said about 7 o'clock, going, hey, it's raining right now, guys.
Hey, talking about that real quick. So I grew up at the Sheboygan County Fairgrounds in Plymouth. I just saw this on social media, and of course social media, it brings out all the keyboard warriors. They had a really nasty wreck with the sprint cars last week, and someone destroyed not only the inner fence, but they destroyed the outer fence. Plymouth did, which is now called Plymouth Dirt Track Racing, they did not have enough time or to even get the supplies in to fix the fence, so they canceled tonight's races, and they're getting bashed for it. Bill, your quick views on that.
That's... You got to err on the...
Yeah, it's stunning, isn't it?
Yeah, it's you got to err on the side of caution.
Paul?
You gotta take care of the situation. It's a safety issue, no question about it. It reminds me of Talladega in 87. Remember that?
No, give me
the Bobby
refresher.
Allison wreck?
The Bobby Allison wreck.
Oh, yeah, the Allison wreck, yeah.
That's a safety issue. They got it done, but if they couldn't get the supplies and everything, they just couldn't do the show.
Kevin?
I think, common sense should prevail here. No, nothing else needs to be said.
All righty. So, coming up on the program today, we're going to talk to Paul Finch from the Tumut Sportive Speedway, the mastermind behind the six cylinders, Matt Moore, and one of our favorites, Slammin' Sammy Linehan.
Slammy, yeah.
You used to run against her dad, Dan, back in the day.
I never raced against her dad, but he...
I thought you did.
He came into Thunderstocks and sportsmen long before I was gone out of both classes.
Okay. Well, they're all coming up today. Paul Reichert's Reichert Race Rewind. And I'll jump in with results from last night at the Tumut Sportive Speedway and also results from the Money in the Bank race. So you're just getting started here on a Saturday. This is the Midwest Race Report here on Bog Country 101.3 AM 1490 The Eagle, presented by our friends at Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, your grown-up getaway.
Turn it up, son.
With a country girl,
a true American patriot with deep country roots.
Songs about me.
It's Trace Adkins and Runaway June performing live Saturday, June 11th at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Tickets are on sale now through Ticketmaster.
Ladies, more country boy.
Trace Adkins and Runaway June. An outdoor concert event, June 11th at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Your grown-up getaway.
Must be 21 to attend concert and enter the gaming floor.
Hi, this is Kevin from Toma Erie Credit Union, where we make lending easy. Make TACU your first stop to get pre-approved before you purchase your next vehicle, UTV, motorcycle, boat, or camper. Finance with TACU and get all the bells and whistles with rates as low as 2.49% annual percentage rate, plus gap insurance, warranties, and membership payment protection. Call, stop in, or apply online at TACUonline.com to get pre-approved today. TACU is federally insured by NCUA. Membership eligibility required.
Seven years and counting. Hi, Jerry here. Scratch that. It's now 8 years in a row. You have once again voted us the best barbecue, best ribs, and best caterer in La Crosse County. It's truly a humbling experience. We continue to work hard to provide the very best food and service to any size group, catering, carryout, or dining in our restaurant in West Salem. We pledge you'll always get the best food and service, Big Boar Barbecue and Catering, Highway 16, West Salem, a delicious mouthful.
A gold ball is usually given to champions. The Comfort Inn on Alaska was just awarded a gold ball by Choice Hotels for ranking the top 8% of all Comfort Inn hotels in the country, 40th out of over 500 hotels. High marks were given for guest service, comfort of the rooms, cleanliness, an outstanding hot breakfast, and overall service. Whether it's a weekend getaway, a hotel for your wedding party or class reunion, or you're a business traveler, stay where you'll be treated like a champion. Make your online reservations today at choicehotels.com or find the Comfort Inn on Alaska on Facebook. The Comfort Inn, I-90, Exit 4 on Alaska.
Every Saturday at Dells Raceway Park from May to September, it's exciting stock car racing. Drivers from throughout the Midwest try to tame the one-third mile paved oval. Your family will enjoy the playground for the kids, ice-cold beverages, and the terrific food. Gates open at 3, qualifying at 4:30, green flag racing at 6. Dells Raceway Park, located 5 miles west of Wisconsin Dells on Highways 12 and 16. For more info, go online to DellsRaceWayPark.com. Get the family together for exciting stock car action every Saturday night at Dells Raceway Park.
If you're looking for a great pizza with that hometown flavor, then you need to visit the Pizza Villa in downtown West Salem and in downtown Sparta. Beth and Ashley make their own dough each day and purchase fresh veggies and pork locally. Their pizzas are made to order, never pre-made. Hungry but not for pizza? Then try their pizza fries, wings, stuffed pizza puffs, chicken sandwiches, taco salads, and burgers. Find daily and weekly coupon specials on their social media pages. Pickup or delivery. Pizza Villa, West Salem and Sparta. Hometown flavor.
Big things are coming this year to the Toma Sparta Speedway. Starting May 6th, the regular divisions are back. Mods, sporties, hobbies, soccer mom minivans, six shooters and Hornets. Plus TSS welcomes in the three-night late model triple crown, the Big 8 late model series, vintage car racing, and bandos and legends. Also making stops are the Midwest Dash series, the Mid-American Stock series, and Super Cup series. Also Hobby Fest 3 and the annual Tim Meyer Memorial Race at the Toma Sparta Speedway, 3 miles west of Toma on Highway 21.
We made it through the first turn. Now back to the Midwest Race Report on Bog Country 101.3 and 1490 The Eagle.
Welcome back. This is the Midwest Race Report, Bond Country 101.3, 1490 The Eagle, presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming in Wisconsin Dells, your grown-up getaway. You know, years ago when Toma was getting back open and lacrosse used to have orientations, the only thing that I would really say, since I'm like a social media hog, is watch what you say on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and these other pages that are out there, because your fans are watching, your sponsors are watching and dumping you, and the track doesn't like it. And one of the guys at Toma that really not only listened to what I said with his daughter but took the bull by the horns is our next guest, longtime Hornet driver Paul Finch. Paul, what's up, buddy?
What's going on, Dan? How's it going?
It's going fantastic, and to this day, and I think we had that first conversation about 5 years ago at Toma at our very first orientation with Greg Oliver. You got it, and you still get it, that when you're on social media, man, there's more than one set of eyeballs watching you.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. It's pretty much everybody can see what you're saying, so you just got to kind of watch what you say there.
And you've got probably the most amount of sponsors. Kevin, I don't know if you've ever seen his sponsor list. He's got at least 30 sponsors. And throughout the night, I mean, I've got a way that I do qualifying and all that stuff. I can get everybody's sponsors in on a race night. He and Jelly Bean have the identical sponsors. And Tyler Sauter was in Jelly Bean's car last week. And I get them out. But man, oh, man, oh, man, see the wrong set of eyeballs, Paul. And one of your 40 sponsors is going bye-bye.
Yeah, absolutely. I feel we're representing not only ourselves out there on the track, we're representing our sponsors. And, you know, if you act up, you're taking a pretty big chance of losing some sponsors. And we've got some pretty good ones, too.
And you've got some longtime sponsors as well.
Absolutely. A good portion of my sponsors have been with us since day one. And, you know, their continued support, we definitely couldn't do what we do without them.
Well, this is an 8-minute segment. We've set the five minutes, the last 5 minutes aside for you to mention all your sponsors.
thanks for coming on.
Yeah. So going back to the original point, Daniel, you were talking about this. It's everybody who sees that. It's also the promoter. He may not go on Facebook and mention stuff, but he's looking at what people say. He knows what's going on. And Paul, you're pretty aware of what's going on with stuff like that.
Yeah, I try to keep up with all of that stuff. I'm not as hip as some may be, but I try to keep up on that. And you know, there's always eyes watching, whether they say anything about it or not. But it's always. There's always a set of eyes watching what you're doing.
All right, Paul Finch, longtime Hornet driver. This year, I mean, you're one of those drivers that has had success in the top five for many, many, many years now. Jelly Bean did the same thing. She stepped away from the racing this year. But this Hornet division has changed this season, and you're not in the top one, two, or three anymore. And for qualifying, talk about this resurgence of drivers.
Yeah, there's a lot of tough competition out there, that's for sure. You know, these young guys are coming out, and you know, we've got to definitely step our game up. I think we're currently fifth in points right now. I've been able to get second in qualifying, but I haven't been able to get that first spot just yet, but we're working on it. I actually heard you, Dan, made a comment about me falling off a tad when you interviewed Josh Schaller, so I kind of took that to heart, and I'm coming for you. So
look at that. Diker, you boosted him.
Well, you know, I call it like it is, and every driver knows it. I try to be as honest as I can. You get a guy like Brian Wallace, who's your point leader now, who last year we didn't think was going to be in the top five. Josh Schaller hasn't raced. We had him on the radio show here a couple of weeks ago. Radio karma worked because he won that night, and then he's kind of tailed off since then. But Sean McCarthy, former champion. Andrew Lamb has had struggles, Paul, ever since he's been racing. He's in the top five. Yeah, so when I say that, you know, Paul Finch is not been what he has the past couple of years. Look at the people in front of him.
Yeah, just watch.
Oh, You're not wrong. You're not wrong. We fell off a little bit at the start here, but
I don't do that to be negative, and you know that.
Oh yeah, yeah, I know it. But you still got to give me a little bit of a hard time, and I can take it though.
Paul, I know that you have Ron Pearson's been driving. He's a former racer at Toma. What convinced you to have him come back and do some racing a couple years ago, start racing for you?
Well, he's my stepdad, and he's always raced back in Toma when they first opened back in the mid-60s, and he's a retired police officer from Monroe County. And then he did a little bit of racing in through the 80s, which kind of introduced me to it when I was a youngster. And he won a couple track championships out there in 1984 and 1985 in what they would call now a hobby stock. I think he's just trying to stay young, I suppose. He's going to be 82 years old this year, and as long as he wants to keep hopping back in a race car, we're going to make sure it happens.
And Kevin, believe it or not, as we talk about Mr. Pearson, he's probably one of the oldest drivers of the track. He picked up quick time a couple weeks ago.
Oh man, that's cool, and you know, that's awesome to see that. And I bet you as a track announcer, Dad was pretty excited about that.
It was.
Paul, you know, speaking of, you mentioned this a little bit ago that Dan kind of motivated you with his comment on the track and things like that. Doesn't that motivate you to make him buy you breakfast at the Greenwood Cafe some morning?
Well, that would be all right. We can maybe make that happen too. But you know, get him to loosen up a little bit. But we'll see how that goes.
So talk about, how did Tyler Sauter, I mean, everybody knows the Sauter name in this part of Wisconsin. How did Tyler Sauter get in Jelly Bean's Hornet last week?
Well, Tyler's a good friend of ours, actually, and he works kind of across the road from our store over at Don's Auto, who's also one of our sponsors. And he came over one day, and he and Ron were kind of shooting the stuff. And Ron was going to actually race last Friday. He wasn't quite feeling up to par, so he asked Tyler if he wanted to hop in and try it out. And I guess the rest is history.
Yeah, the rest is racing history. All right, we got a little less than a minute here to go here, Paul, and I know you got a long list. Talk about those advertising partners getting you through the 2022 season.
All right, here goes. I got Habelman Brothers Cranberry, R&E Sporting and Avon Shop, Greenwood Cafe, Bohica's Pub, Helsing's Bar, Kickapoo Roofing, Don's Auto and Truck Center, On Wisconsin Transportation, Coop's Pizza Parlor, Kempton Trucking, Auto Academy, Evray Bates, Zingler Sign and Design, IMS Tax Service, Granger Small Engines, Harris Crossings, Cooley Region Insurance, Culpit Roofing, Kathy's Funtime Daycare, Larson Construction, Whiskey Ridge, Toma Welding, Monroe County Herald, Sonnenberg Funeral Home, J&L Collectibles, and I got to thank my mom and my stepdad, my daughter Jordan, and my stepbrother Jamie over at Cheetah Racing, and my buddy Garth for helping us out. And without any of those people on that list, we couldn't do what we do.
Did you guys just notice that he did that alphabetically?
Nice. I did not notice that.
Except for the last two or three, it was alphabetical.
I was busy watching Paul count them off as Paul must have went through.
And I think he did all in one breath.
Paul must have went about 30 fingers there.
He is a great.
Of course.
Yeah.
I was going to say, of course, per younger.
Yeah, absolutely. But, yeah, we have a good time. We got a lot of good support. And of course, it helps that we've got a good announcer that helps us out getting our sponsors' names out there. And, we've got a decent place to race every Friday night.
He's a great guy, both on the track and off the track, and I'm not just saying it because he's on the phone. Check out his Facebook page yourself, Paul Finch, and you'll be able to see what we've been talking about the entire time. Paul, it's always a pleasure to have you on the program. It's nice to talk to you down to the pits, and we will catch up to you at the Tomo Sparta Speedway, my friend.
All right, we'll see you Friday night.
All righty, that is Paul Finch, Hornet driver extraordinaire. Coming up next, man, we've got a lot of interviews coming up today. You're just going to have to stick and stay. This is a Midwest Race Report, Bond Country 101.3, 1490 The Eagle, presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells, your grown-up gift.
At O'Reilly Auto Parts, you'll not only get better parts at better prices, you'll also get highly trained, friendly, and knowledgeable parts professionals. From replacement parts to tools and accessories, O'Reilly Auto Parts is dedicated to helping you get the parts you need at everyday low prices and with the great service you deserve. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
If you're looking to sell your house or property, Century 21 says now is the time. Century 21 affiliated agents are ready to deliver an extraordinary experience. They will bring a commitment to helping you strategize on current market opportunities. Stop into either La Crosse or Toma Century 21 locations or call 608-784-2121 and work with the number one Century 21 franchise in the world, 8 years running. Century 21. Don't settle for average.
With fuel prices still sky high, the Toma BP has a reward program to help you save. With BP Me Rewards, you can instantly save on every gallon every time you fuel up at BP and Amoco stations. And you do it all from your phone with the BP Me app. The BP Me app also makes it easy to pay. View receipts, track rewards, and more without ever leaving your driver's seat. Just a few taps and a whole lot of savings. BP, where rewards members get the best gas prices by automatically comparing BP Amoco prices to competitor stations. The Toma BP, 215 West Clifton Street in Toma.
Racing is synonymous to West Salem, and so is the Silverado Saloon in downtown West Salem. Your racing headquarters. Jen and her staff welcome you in for all of the pre- and post-race shenanigans. Show your race ticket. Get your second drink free. The expanded grill menu has all your favorites like chicken fingers, deep-fried veggies, and more. And the pizzas are always hot and fresh right out of the oven. DJs, bands, and karaoke can always be found at Silverado's every weekend. Check out their Facebook page for events. Silverado Saloon, your pre- and post-HQ in downtown West Salem.
Hello, race fans. This is Todd Scholes, president of Toma Area Credit Union and proud sponsor of the Toma Sparta Speedway. We believe in supporting our communities, local organizations, and developing strong relationships with our members. Are you able to get local decisions or even sit down and talk with the president of your financial? If not, it may be time to become a member at TACU. We are located right here in Toma to help you with all your financial needs. Stop in and feel the TACU difference, and I'll be seeing you at the races. TACU is federally insured by NCUA. Membership eligibility required.
Big things are coming this year to the Toma Sparta Speedway. Starting May 6th, the regular divisions are back. Mods, Sporties, Hobbies, Soccer Mom Minivans, Six Shooters, and Hornets. Plus, TSS welcomes in the three-night late model Triple Crown, the Big 8 Late Model Series, Vintage Car Racing, and Bandos and Legends. Also making stops are the Midwest Dash Series, the Mid-American Stock Series, and Super Cup Series. Also, Hobby Fest 3 and the annual Tim Meyer Memorial Race at the Toma Sparta Speedway, 3 miles west of Toma on Highway 21.
7 years and counting. Hi, Jerry here. Scratch that. It's now 8 years in a row. You have once again voted us the best barbecue, best ribs, and best caterer in La Crosse County. It's truly a humbling experience. We continue to work hard to provide the very best food and service to any size group, catering, carryout, or dining in our restaurant in West Salem. We pledge you'll always get the best food and service, Big Boar Barbecue and Catering, Highway 16 West Salem, a delicious mouthful.
It's the Fab Four of Short Track Racing. Dan, Doc, Paul, and Kevin on the Midwest Race Report.
Welcome back, race fans. It is the Midwest Race Report. I'm Radio Man Dan Dyker, Billy Doc Niles, K-Ram, and the Penguin on Vaughn Country 101.3 and 1490 The Eagle. Magnum.media app, which I use at the racetrack. The TuneIn app.
Love that TuneIn app.
Presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells, your grown-up getaway. We have labeled him the monstrous, how did I put that, Paul?
A monster of the Malibus?
Yeah, but it's the monster, the mastermind of the monstrous mighty Malibus, Matt Moore. There's five M's right there.
That's it.
Gave him that label last year, and he joins us on the program. Matt, how are you, buddy?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Did I get the name correct?
If that's what you gave me, then of course you did.
Now we got to get that on a shirt. Well, you were like the originator when the six-cylinder started racing at La Crosse and Toma. You were like the originator of finding a Chevy Malibu, and then this guy did, and now that guy did, and now 12 of them have it. And I tell you what, we have so many Malibus and Maxes, they could have their own division.
Yeah, they're definitely the car to build if you're looking at a six-cylinder, I would say.
Matt, now how many track championships do you have between La Crosse and Toma?
Oh, boy. In that car, I won it in 2018 and 2020. That Toma, I won it in 18 and 21. And then Dan Fry won it in 2019, I believe, in that car.
So there's five. And it's, yeah, that was the thing is Matt wins his first couple, I don't know if you remember this or not, Billy. Matt wins his first couple of championships. Everyone says he's a cheater. He said, you're a cheater. That car's a cheater.
I was going to bring that up, yeah.
Okay, so what's a better way to fool everybody? You put somebody else in that car and put Matt in a different car, and they both win in separate cars.
You know, and another thing I was going to bring up, the week that you weren't there that I was announcing, he was in a different car and ran that all the way up to, what, third or fourth in the feature?
Yeah, but I drove Curtis's high school car, and I started 16th in the feature and finished third.
Yep, that was impressive.
Matt Moore's a cheater, folks. I think he's called a wheel man.
Kevin, what it depends on. I mean, you're allowed to do so much stuff within the rules, and you just have to work on your car, and you have to make it work. You have to make it the best it can be within the rules, and you're going to do good.
And you have to know the line around each corner, because they're La Crosse, it's different corners, Toma's different corners. You really got to be a wheelman getting through them corners.
Right. That you definitely do. And every time a race car's fast, everyone accuses you of having motor work done, or you did this and did that. And cars that win races get around the corner. They don't go down the straightaway.
So you've ran Toma La Crosse. I know you've ran the Dells. I know you've ran Marshfield. I think you ran Plover here a couple of weekends ago. What other tracks have you ran in Wisconsin in the six-cylinder division?
I think you hit them all except for Slinger. And then not in Wisconsin, I ventured to Rockford last year for their short track championship.
Okay.
So
okay.
When you travel like that, how are you stacking up against the top competition at each track?
I've won the feature at every track I've visited.
So you are the one they got to stack up against.
Well, at Marshfield, there's a gentleman that has a Camaro and a few Mustangs, and they're plenty hard to beat. And the night that I won, them guys weren't there, so I don't want to go toot my own horn. But okay. Everywhere else, I beat the fair competition.
Now, Kevin Ramsell, Madison and six cylinders. I thought they tried to start that class a couple of years ago down there.
Yeah, it was kind of where the genesis of the six cylinders came. And I think Matt can back this up, is that it's a very affordable division. That's kind of why the High School Racing Association kind of went to that six cylinder class. And I think what happened was, is Greg McCarron's kind of went to the Misfits idea versus it. But just talk about the growth of the six cylinders.
Yeah, it definitely is affordable. It's very easy to find the cars. They're readily available, and I think it's just going to keep on growing and growing.
By the way, Matt, when I'm looking at your Facebook page, I'll take an order of pizza brats.
Oh, man, I saw that.
Oh, God, I saw that.
What meat specials do you have on your Facebook
page? that's my brother-in-law that owns the little meat shop in Kendall, and he's venturing new things, and like I said on Facebook, you're not living life till you try one of his pizza brats.
That's Tubi Meats in Kendall, by the way. It just jumped on board. I think it was you. He jumped on your car last year.
So I like this griller bundle special you had back a couple weeks ago. Look at this. For $35, Dan, you get 6 1/3 Angus burgers, ooh, one pack of 5 brats, 2 bone-in pork chops, and 2 ribeyes or New York strips.
A Dyker appetizer platter.
Yeah, and that is, you know, all the meat all the meat from there gets raised on his brother's farm in Iowa, and it's all Angus, pretty much Angus, and they're definitely the animals are raised right, and they're really good. I even spoke with the state inspector that's at the place where they get butchered, you know, to be inspected for the retail sale. And he says that the animals that come in from there are some of the best that he's seen over all the years.
Nice.
So it's really good, high-quality stuff.
That's awesome. To remember that. Matt, I've heard your name associated with Six Cylinders pretty much the past 5 or 6 years. People have watched what you've done. They've watched how you can clean a race, so you can win a race right up the middle. Do you like it when people give you credit for energizing the six-cylinder division because you were one of those that went out there and started and got it right off the bat?
Oh, absolutely. It's an honor to have so many look up to me, and I'm always the first one to offer help, too, if for the new guy or anybody needs any helps or pointers. I mean, it makes it fun getting other guys competitive as well.
And then you've hopped in minivans. I know Karina, your fiance, won the minivan race here a couple of weeks ago at Toma. Talk about the minivans.
Minivans, they're a blast to drive. They're a handful. If you go out and run a 15-lap minivan feature, you know you accomplished something because they're they're a big vehicle to maneuver, but when you're on the track with other vans, everyone's in the same thing. It's actually a lot of fun.
Because what I want to do at Fest this year is I want to have a three-van heavy man shootout between Kevin Ramsell and Paul Reichert and Bill Niles, because there's like 800 pounds combined with these guys.
Dude!
I said combined.
900.
I said combined.
900.
And you know, Matt, it's interesting. Right. Somebody put something on Facebook the other day that they had never seen a racetrack run minivans. And the first question they had was one that you and I had many years ago. Well, how many times do they tip over or roll over during a race? I have still yet to see a van roll over here or Toma.
Yeah, no, I've never really even seen one. Well, at Toma, one bounced off the wall and almost tipped over. But
remember
anything
that.
Would have. But,
yeah.
But no, they're not nearly as tippy as you would think. I mean, it's you take all the seats out of them and stuff, so all the weight that's up high is gone. So I think that makes a difference too. I mean, that's where most of their weight comes from, is in the interior.
You know, Bernie Lucy has offered Bill Doc Niles to run his van at least once this year.
Yeah, you know,
that would be interesting.
Yeah, he didn't show up the one night I was there, so
we're gonna make that happen.
I don't know about that. We'll see. You know, so what do we got? We got about a minute left here. So talk about your advertising partners getting you through the 2022 season.
He's got a lot of longtime support too.
All right. Well, we got More for Less Auto Sales, Shaw's Auto, Salvage, Fireball Lanes, Bar and Grill, Valvoline Express Care, Doctor's Auto Detail, 2B Meats out of Kendall, and just recently added Black River Falls Furniture Outlet.
Nice.
Well, do you have that one, Paul?
I will have it.
Yep,
he's writing it down.
I got the
right
driver's
now.
List right here. We're going to make sure to add that one. Matt is a commandeer when it comes to six cylinders. And yes, he has championships. Yes, he has many, many, many wins. But folks, if you're in a six cylinder and you can't figure it out, or you want to race six cylinders, don't be afraid to go up and talk to Matt about it, because he has no problem encouraging you and telling you what the basic setups are to race six cylinders. Why, Matt? Because you love doing it.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, everyone always says racing is a big family, so it's what it's all about, is helping your family out.
All righty, Matt Moore. He is the mastermind of the mighty, mighty Malibus. Monstrous Malibus all throughout the and the Midwest. There
yes,
is another
there
M.
You go. Yeah.
Comes out of Kendall. Great guy. And that is Matt Moore. Hey, Matt, thanks for spending some time with us. We'll see you at the track.
All right, thank you for having me.
All righty, Matt Moore, ladies and gentlemen, and that guy has got six-cylinder cars figured out. And I thought it was so funny years ago, Bill, when the cheater label came out, and him and Dan Fry not only flip-flopped cars, they flip-flopped drivers, and they still went out, and they were beating people in these cars.
Yeah, that was amazing to see. You hear all the rumors talking, you know, because he was just so smooth, and you watch him come from the back in a feature at lacrosse, and he's just so smooth. Picks the right lanes, barely gets a scratch on his car, and he gets to the front every single time. It's just fun to watch.
All righty, when we come back, we're going to talk, let's talk more Hornets with one of our favorites, Slammin' Sammy Linehan. That's coming up next. The Midwest Race Report, presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Your grown up game.
Turn it up, son. Where the country.
country girl.
A true American patriot with deep country roots.
Songs about me.
It's Trace Adkins and Runaway June performing live Saturday, June 11th at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Tickets are on sale now through Ticketmaster.
Ladies love country boys.
Trace Adkins and Runaway June. An outdoor concert event, June 11th at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Your grown-up getaway.
Must be 21 to attend concert and enter the gaming floor.
Every Saturday at Dells Raceway Park from May to September, it's exciting stock car racing. Drivers from throughout the Midwest try to tame the one-third mile paved oval. Your family will enjoy the playground for the kids, ice-cold beverages, and the terrific food. Gates open at 3, qualifying at 4:30, green flag racing at 6. Dells Raceway Park, located 5 miles west of Wisconsin Dells on Highways 12 and 16. For more info, go online to DellsRaceWayPark.com. Get the family together for exciting stock car action every Saturday night at Dells Raceway Park.
A gold ball is usually given to champions. The Comfort Inn on Alaska was just awarded a gold ball by Choice Hotels for ranking the top 8% of all Comfort Inn hotels in the country, 40th out of over 500 hotels. High marks were given for guest service, comfort of the rooms, cleanliness, an outstanding hot breakfast, and overall service. Whether it's a weekend getaway, a hotel for your wedding party or class reunion, or you're a business traveler, stay where you'll be treated like a champion. Make your online reservations today at choicehotels.com or find the Comfort Inn on Alaska on Facebook. The Comfort Inn, I-90, Exit 4 on Alaska.
Oh, oh, oh. O'Reilly.
At O'Reilly Auto Parts, we promise you'll get better parts, better prices every day. Our stores are stocked with high-quality parts and accessories at guaranteed low prices. And our friendly, well-trained professionals are standing by to help. So stop in and see how five simple words drive everything we do. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
If you're looking for a great pizza with that hometown flavor, then you need to visit the Pizza Villa in downtown West Salem and in downtown Sparta. Beth and Ashley make their own dough each day and purchase fresh veggies and pork locally. Their pizzas are made to order, never pre-made. Hungry but not for pizza? Then try their pizza fries, wings, stuffed pizza puffs, chicken sandwiches, taco salads, and burgers. Find daily and weekly coupon specials on their social media pages. Pickup or delivery. Pizza Villa. West Salem and Sparta, hometown flavor.
With fuel prices still sky high, the Toma BP has a reward program to help you save. With BP Me Rewards, you can instantly save on every gallon every time you fuel up at BP and Amoco stations. And you do it all from your phone with the BP Me app. The BP Me app also makes it easy to pay. View receipts, track rewards, and more without ever leaving your driver's seat. Just a few taps and a whole lot of savings. BP, where rewards members get the best gas prices by automatically comparing BP Amoco prices to competitors' stations. The Toma BP, 215 West Clifton Street in Toma.
If you're looking to sell your house or property, Century 21 says now is the time. Century 21 affiliated agents are ready to deliver an extraordinary experience. They will bring a commitment to helping you strategize on current market opportunities. Stop into either La Crosse or Toma Century 21 locations or call 608-784-2121 and work with the number one Century 21 franchise in the world, 8 years running. Century 21. Don't settle for average.
Now back to the Midwest Race Report, presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, your grown-up getaway.
Welcome back, race fans. It is Bond Country 101.3, 1490 The Eagle. The Midwest Race Report, presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, your grown-up getaway. You know, Billy Doc, I've always admired female race car drivers, and to the point where I don't even bring them up when they're racing. They are a part of the show. They're not female this, girl this, female that, because that just gets tiring to hear that all the time. They're a competitor, and that's who we have on the program today, is a competitor.
Yeah, and you go back 20 years when maybe there was one female in one class and one female in another class, and it was a novelty to point it out. Like, look, we got a girl driving with us. Now they're populating darn near every division. And here's a good one to have on. Hasn't had a feature win in a long time. It's our good friend Sammy Linehan. Sammy, how you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
Well, I'm fat and ugly, but thanks for asking.
Do you want to correct him on what he just said, Sammy?
You are not fat and you are not ugly.
So well, no, there not that. Yeah. No, that's everybody knows that. He said something that you haven't had a feature win in a long time. When was the last time you had a feature win?
Oh, I guess we just got one a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, so well,
that's pay attention, Bill. That's what I was getting at. She just won a feature for the first time in a long time. You pay attention.
No, you just said for someone that has not won a feature in a long time, I'm like, wait a minute, were you not listening to our pre? The fat and ugly part, that stays.
I don't need this kind of stuff. I can go get it from my kids.
What's it like to run up front compared to someone who was a mid-pack driver like Bill McDonald?
Oh, man.
Oh, God.
Let's just take the knives out, ladies and gentlemen. Bill's gone. He's out, folks. He just patted Penguin in the head, took his McDonald's, and left. Slammin' Sammy is one of those that I've really have paid attention to for quite a long time because the first time I remember ever interviewing her, she was at lacrosse in the pits one day, and she was just one of the girls, I guess you could say, because Bill back then, I think maybe we had one or two, maybe three female drivers. Now it's both tracks have a combined maybe five or six. And Sammy, you're not one of those where someone goes, what does it feel like to run with the boys? Now people say, what does it feel like to beat the boys?
Honestly, it's the best feeling to beat the boys. But some of the guys aren't too bad. I came really close with a few of them. So they like to help out. So that's nice, too. Doesn't feel like I'm stepping on any toes or anything. But other than that, it feels pretty good.
You know, you've been running the same car for quite a while now. You've called her Polly. How long have you had Polly running on the track now?
Oh, Polly has been around for 11 years now.
That's what I thought. Holy yeah. cow. I think Polly started out at lacrosse, didn't she?
Yep.
That's what I thought, yeah.
Now, but she's only gone through a couple of paint jobs, because I remember blue and yellow Polly, and I remember the new Polly. Except when...
New and improved Polly now.
It is the new and improved. I mean, you must be up in the weedy game or something there.
Yeah.
So, of course, folks know who your dad is, Dan Linehan. That guy can pull apart a car and build it back like there's nothing tomorrow. He builds a lot of classic cars. He ran for a couple of years. He runs vintage every now and then. And I think you and I had mentioned this years and years and years ago. If there's no Dan Linehan, there's no Sammy Linehan Racing, is there?
Oh, that is 100% correct. Without my dad, I would not be here where I am.
And, of course, he's by her side all the time, and it's always nice to see her Facebook because she's one of the positive ones on Facebook no matter what happens on the track. She's always congratulating Dad. And, Bill, you and I have seen that numerous amounts of times.
I got to know, how often do you let him in your car?
I let him in quite often, actually.
Oh, really?
I'm going to be taking 2 weeks off here for my sister's wedding coming up, and I think Papa Dan's going to be hopping in.
Oh, wow. Nice. We got a breaking news on the program.
We can break news on this program.
And that in the Radio Karma.
And then also a surprise driver for the second week. I can't give that one out yet.
What?
Oh, no. You just ticked off Paul. Paul don't like secrets.
This is the place to do it. Now is the time. The country is listening, Sammy. Let them know.
It doesn't sound like the contract's been dotted yet.
Who's the mystery driver?
Oh, it's a for sure. So June was the 18th, that Friday. There will be a different driver in the car.
We're going to have to wait until June 18th, and Paul updates the radio page.
June 17th, June
17th. Sammy, besides lacrosse and Toma, you're one that you've got so much experience on these two racetracks. You don't venture away from these two tracks often.
No, Dad and I honestly have been talking about Plover, but that means taking a night off at Toma. So.
And you've got such a fan base at Toma.
Yeah.
You know, I told Sammy a couple of years ago at lacrosse for fan photos, she should have Polly replicas.
Oh, yeah. little Polly. You get those little Hot Wheel cars,
little Ford Probes.
Hey, J&O Collectibles, have we got an idea for you?
Oh, there we go.
Oh, yeah.
Paul, text me that idea right now.
Yes, text me that. I'll text it.
Do it before he's got a new phone, so I want to make sure he doesn't forget that.
Yes.
Perfect.
Oh, we're going to make that. See, fan photo at lacrosse isn't for 2 weeks, and I'm not sure when Thomas is. I think Thomas is
July. They got their schedule right here, July 15th.
We have time to make 29th. Oh yeah, we have two of them this year at Toma. Sammy, we're gonna make this happen.
Perfect. I'm game.
We're gonna have junior Pollys for one of the fan photos. What is it about? You're not a late model driver. You're not a sportsman driver. You like the division that you're in, and the past 2 years you've looked so comfortable. What is it about this class that you want to just keep doing what you're doing?
Well, if it was my choice, I'd move up, but dad really isn't on that page, so I guess I don't know, just more comfortable with my car. I know my car, and I don't know, I guess I really enjoy it, so might as well keep doing it.
We got like about a minute left here. Sammy, why don't you talk about the advertising partners getting you through the 2022 season?
Well, of course, we got Linehan Auto Body, which is dad, Linehan Farms, Precision Lawn Care and More, and Weir's Machine.
And of course, that, if you ever watch her Facebook, she even talks about Polly in the in a second language. Like, you know, she's got the attitude. You know, it's like Polly's actually talking. I love watching her Facebook when she talks racing. It's great. Sammy Linehan, one of my faves at the Thomas Porter Speedway, always has a smile as soon as the races are done.
You can feel the smile over the radio right now.
She does. Qualifying's done, she's in the grandstands. When the heat races are done, she's up in the grandstands. Features are done, she's up in the grandstands. She doesn't hide down in the pits, and I know a lot of people greatly appreciate that, especially the little girls that look up to her. Sammy, always a pleasure to have you on the program, and no, we're not going to make you spout out who the guest driver is.
You'll just have to find out.
I like that. Slammin' Sammy Linehan, so nice to have you back on the program. Don't be a stranger.
Of course not.
All righty. Sammy Linehan.
Thanks, Sammy.
Drives the number 7. We don't call it by the number. We call it Polly. When we come back, Paul Riker's going to take center stage. He's got a lot of results coming up from across the country when we talk about racing. This is the Midwest Race Report, Bond Country 101.3, 1490 The Eagle, presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells, your grown-up getaway.
Racing is synonymous to West Salem, and so is the Silverado Saloon in downtown West Salem, your racing headquarters. Jen and her staff welcome you in for all of the pre- and post-race shenanigans. Show your race ticket, get your second drink free. The expanded grill menu has all your favorites like chicken fingers, deep-fried veggies, and more. And the pizzas are always hot and fresh right out of the oven. DJs, bands, and karaoke can always be found at Silverado's every weekend. Check out their Facebook page for events. Silverado Saloon, your pre- and post-HQ in downtown West Salem.
Planning on a special event? Why not make it something easy for you and memorable for your guests? Hi, Jerry here from Big Boar Barbecue and Catering. No matter the size of your party, from 5 to 500, we can handle it. Graduation parties, anniversaries, retirement parties, family gatherings, even wedding receptions. There's a reason we're voted the best caterer in La Crosse County year after year. Give us a call. We'll help you design a menu to remember. Big Boar Barbecue and Catering, Highway 16 West Salem. A delicious mouthful.
Every Saturday at Dells Raceway Park from May to September, it's exciting stock car racing. Drivers from throughout the Midwest try to tame the 1/3 mile paved oval. Your family will enjoy the playground for the kids, ice cold beverages, and the terrific food. Gates open at 3, qualifying at 4:30, green flag racing at 6. Dells Raceway Park, located 5 miles west of Wisconsin Dells on highways 12 and 16. For more info, go online to DellsRaceWayPark.com. Get the family together for exciting stock car action every Saturday night at Dells Raceway Park.
A gold ball is usually given to champions. The Comfort Inn on Alaska was just awarded a gold ball by Choice Hotels for ranking the top 8% of all Comfort Inn hotels in the country, 40th out of over 500 hotels. High marks were given for guest service, comfort of the rooms, cleanliness, an outstanding hot breakfast, and overall service. Whether it's a weekend getaway, a hotel for your wedding party or class reunion, or you're a business traveler, stay where you'll be treated like a champion. Make your online reservations today at choicehotels.com or find the Comfort Inn on Alaska on Facebook. The Comfort Inn, I-90, exit 4 on Alaska.
Oh, oh, oh. O'Reilly.
At O'Reilly Auto Parts, you'll not only get better parts at better prices, you'll also get highly trained, friendly, and knowledgeable parts professionals. From replacement parts to tools and accessories, O'Reilly Auto Parts is dedicated to helping you get the parts you need at everyday low prices and with the great service you deserve. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
If you're looking for a great pizza with that hometown flavor, then you need to visit the Pizza Villa in downtown West Salem and in downtown Sparta. Beth and Ashley make their own dough each day and purchase fresh veggies and pork locally. Their pizzas are made to order, never pre-made. Hungry but not for pizza? Then try their pizza fries, wings, stuffed pizza puffs, chicken sandwiches, taco salads, and burgers. Find daily and weekly coupon specials on their social media pages. Pickup or delivery. Pizza Villa, West Salem and Sparta. Hometown flavor.
He's the stat man. We call him the penguin. Here's Paul Reichert and Reichert's Race Rewind on the Midwest Race Report.
Hi, race fans. It's time to talk about the racing action that happened this past week. We'll start with Thursday night. Kirkconda finally got their season kicked off. Dalton Zero in the Super Late Model feature and Brady Baldry in the Late Model feature. USAC benches were at Pontoon Beach, Illinois, and buddy Michael Kolfoid claimed the victory. Friday, DJ Waltmeyer won the Super Late Model feature at Grundy. Big 8 Late Models were at Hoggy Downs for the Clash of the Downs 8, and Griffin McGrath was your winner. At Madison, the Modifieds headlined the show, and it was Battle of the Fives. Dave Edwards beat out the Franklin Flyer, Billy Pretzel, to claim the win. At the Mississippi Thunder Speedway, a great night for Jake Tim. Not only did he win the USRA Modified feature, he also won their King's Late Model Tour feature.
Nice.
At the Norway Speedway, at UP. Two in a row for Justin Mondyke in the Super Late Models. At Red Cedar, first-time winner alert, Kevin Etter in the Wissota Late Models, Ashley Anderson in the Wissota Modifieds. At Tomah, Late Models returned for the first time in 5 years for round one of the Late Model Triple Crown Series. Jesse Bernhagen.
He had himself a good week. There are Dells 1 week at Tomah the next.
Yes,
yeah.
All-Star Circuit of Champions at Attica, Ohio. Zeb Wise is claiming the victory. Devin Moran won night one of the Lucas Oil Late Model Dirt Series race at Mineral Wells, West Virginia. First time in a long time they've been at West Virginia Motor Speedway. Southern All-Stars at Isom, Kentucky. Josh Putnam the winner. Indiana Midget Week kicked off for the USAC Midgets on Friday at Bloomington, Indiana. Make it 2 in a row for buddy Michael Kolfoid. Bobby Pierce won the World of Outlaw Late Models race in Pontoon Beach, Illinois, and Carson Macedo won the World of Outlaw Sprint Car race at Grand Forks, North Dakota. Saturday at 1:41, Johnny Whitman won the IMCA Modified feature. Pat Doerr won the NASCAR Late Model feature at Cedar Lake. Daniel Bargender, the NASCAR Modified feature. Linton Jeffrey won the 410 Sprint feature at Knoxville here at La Crosse. A dominant performance by Michael Hager, claiming his first NASCAR Late Model feature win. First time win alert. At Rice Lake, it was Kevin Buzzy Adams winning the Minnesota Modified feature. At Marshfield, John Beale 2 for 2 in the Super Late Models. Troy Springborn won the Late Model feature at Shawano. First time we're learning the IMCA Modifieds, Jeremy Hedrick claiming the win. All-Star Circuit of Champions at Chillicothe, Ohio, Cole Duncan the winner. AME Pro Motocross at Rancho Cordova, California. Jason Anderson and Eli Tomac won the motos. Anderson the overall winner. Badger Midgets at Sycamore, Illinois. How about this? Todd Cleaver brought a midget last spring, and he won his first ever midget feature.
Nice.
Yes.
Attaboy, Cleaves.
ARCA Sierra Super Series at Jennerstown, Pennsylvania. Kyle Crump, the winner. Cars toward Hampton, Virginia. How about this for an upset? Brendan Queen claiming the victory, and Carson Quaffle coming home second in the Late Model Stock Car feature. IMSA WeatherTech Sports Car Championship on the Raceway Belle Island, Detroit. The team of Sebastian Bourdais and Ringer Vanderzande, the winner. International Super Modifieds at Oswego, New York. Trent Stevens, first-time winner alert. Jonathan Danport, 192 for the Lucas Oil Late Model Dirt Series at Mineral Wells, West Virginia. Kirk Alexander won the Modified Racing Series feature at North Woodstock, New Hampshire. His first win in 12 years.
Oh.
Wow.
Wow.
Modifieds of Mayhem at Nashville. Cody Stickler, the winner. Southern All-Stars at Richmond, Kentucky. Dustin Linville, the winner. And the USAC Midgets at Lawrenceburg, Indiana. Make it 3 in a row for Buddy.
Nice. Yeah, attaboy, Buddy. Good weekend.
Sunday at Dubuque. Two more first-time winners. Gage Neal in the IMCA Late Models. Jason Schiller in the IMCA Modifieds. And Sheree was at New England Dragway up in New Hampshire. Mike Salinas won in Top Fuel. Matt Hagen in Funny Car. And Erica Enders in Pro Stock. And USAC Midgets continuing Indiana Midget Week at Hopstead, Indiana. The streak is over for Michael Buddy Kolfoid. Thomas Meserol won on Sunday.
Darn.
And that'll do it for this edition of Reichert's Race Rewind. And now here's Dan to talk the recent racing.
Thanks, Paul. Another big night at the Tomah Sparta Speedway last night. And we had the really cool Vintage Mod Stock Car Series of Milwaukee that made their trip to Tomah last night, and they are the oldest stock car club in the entire city of Milwaukee, and they've got about 10 or 15 of them there. Starting with qualifying, Chuck Muller in a brand new six-cylinder. Well, to him, it's brand new. He nailed qualifying with a 19.318. In the Hornets, again, it's Mason Morphy, Mr. Unstoppable, with an 18.893. Andy Morm, he did it too. He also took hobby qualifying, and it was Weston Martholler, 15 years old, in the modifieds. Andy Moore also won his heat race, and Martholler won his heat race. When it came to feature time, it was Mason Morphy knocking things down. He was 2 for 3 on the night. Six shooters, Dustin McCracken driving Dawson Fry's car, got the win. In the vintage series, it was Jeff Allard in a 79 Super Modified. Robbie Robinson came up out of Orfordville. He took the hobby stock feature last night. He was the 2015 track champion. And Weston Martholler, the 15-year-old from Minnesota, he took the modified feature and went 3 for 3 on the night. Big race next weekend. It's the 8th annual Tim Memorial Shootout. A lot of cars, lots of fans, and the racing will start at 7:30. When we come back, we're going to close out the show, let you know what's going to happen at lacrosse. Everybody else has rained out today. You're listening to the Midwest Race Report, being presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells.
Turn it up, son.
With a country girl,
a true American patriot with deep country roots.
Songs about me.
It's Trace Adkins and Runaway June performing live Saturday, June 11th at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Tickets are on sale now through Ticketmaster.
Ladies love country boys.
Trace Adkins and Runaway June. An outdoor concert event, June 11th at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Your grown-up getaway.
Must be 21 to attend concert and enter the gaming floor.
Big things are coming this year to the Tomah Sparta Speedway. Starting May 6th, the regular divisions are back. Mods, sporties, hobbies, soccer mom minivans, six shooters and Hornets. Plus TSS welcomes in the three-night late model triple crown, the Big 8 late model series, vintage car racing, and bandos and legends. Also making stops are the Midwest Dash series, the Mid-American Stock series, and Super Cup series. Also Hobby Fest 3 and the annual Tim Meyer Memorial Race at the Tomah Sparta Speedway, 3 miles west of Tomah on Highway 21.
If you're looking to sell your house or property, Century 21 says now is the time. Century 21 affiliated agents are ready to deliver an extraordinary experience. They will bring a commitment to helping you strategize on current market opportunities. Stop into either La Crosse or Tomah Century 21 locations or call 608-784-2121 and work with the number one Century 21 franchise in the world, 8 years running. Century 21. Don't settle for average.
With fuel prices still sky high, the Tomah BP has a reward program to help you save. With BP Me Rewards, you can instantly save on every gallon every time you fuel up at BP and Amoco stations. And you do it all from your phone with the BP Me app. The BP Me app also makes it easy to pay. View receipts, track rewards, and more without ever leaving your driver's seat. Just a few taps and a whole lot of savings. BP, where rewards members get the best gas prices by automatically comparing BP Amoco prices to competitor stations. The Tomah BP, 215 West Clifton Street in Tomah.
Racing is synonymous to West Salem, and so is the Silverado Saloon in downtown West Salem. Your racing headquarters. Jen and her staff welcome you in for all of the pre- and post-race shenanigans. Show your race ticket. Get your second drink free. The expanded grill menu has all your favorites like chicken fingers, deep-fried veggies, and more. And the pizzas are always hot and fresh right out of the oven. DJs, bands, and karaoke can always be found at Silverado's every weekend. Check out their Facebook page for events. Silverado Saloon, your pre- and post-HQ in downtown West Salem.
Hi, this is Amanda, your mortgage loan officer at Tomah Area Credit Union. I am here to help you with all of your home loan needs, whether you are looking to purchase, refinance, build your dream home, or take out a home equity line of credit. TACU is ready to roll out the welcome mat, so call, stop in, or apply online at tacuonline.com to find yourself right at home with a mortgage from Tomah Area Credit Union. TACU is federally insured by NCUA and Equal Housing Opportunity Lender. Membership eligibility is required.
There's the white flag, just one more lap for the Midwest Race Report, presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, your grown-up getaway.
Welcome back one more time, Rays fans. Radio Man Dan Dyker, Billy Doc Niles, Paul the Penguin Riker, Kevin K. Ram Ramsel. We are getting ready. Hey, are we ready for Father's Day weekend at the Mile, Kevin?
Oh, yes, we are. Can't wait to see each other again, do our annual victory lane picture, but Bill's not coming this year.
Oh, well.
It's his loss.
Yeah, see how easy that was? Oh, well.
I'm over it already.
Penguin's going to be there, though.
Yes, I will.
And we'll be making our annual stop at our favorite brew house in Delafield.
And some fantastic racing. I'll be on hand to announce the Mid-Ams and the Upper Midwest Vintage Racing Series. Again, folks, this is 101.3 Bond Country, 1490 The Eagle, the Magnum Media app, the TuneIn app.
Love the TuneIn app.
And we podcast the show on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, and there's about 40 other podcasting channels out there for people to listen to.
Hey, we also got to thank Pizza Villa in West Salem and Sparta, Dell's Raceway Park. Talk about them here in just a second. Big Boar Barbecue in West Salem, Silverado Saloon in West Salem, Gretchen Clements, your Century 21 Realtor, O'Reilly's Auto Parts. Ow! There you go, Julie Dyker. Toma BP, TACU Credit Union, the Toma Sparta Speedway. Talk about them in a second. The Comfort Inn in Onalaska, Midwest Race Connection, and J&L Collectibles. Thank you all for being advertising partners in the 2022 season. La Crosse Fairgrounds Speedway tonight. Late Model, Sportsman, Hornet, Street Stocks, Minivans, double features for the late models tonight, folks. Get there early, get a good seat. Qualifying at 5:30, first green flag at 7 o'clock. Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells tonight. Country superstar Trace Atkins in concert along with special guest Runaway June. The Mascot Theory, Beth Kilband. Doors open at 4 p.m. there. Dells Raceway Park tonight.
Now, Trace Atkins, he's the one with the real deep voice, right? Is he the honky-donk, padonky-donk guy?
You got to kick a man's ass sometime.
That's what I figured his name was.
Dells Raceway Park tonight. Late models, mods, bandits, six shooters. The debut of the High School Racing Association also in action. Milwaukee Stock Car Racing Association, vintage mods, qualifying at 4:30, first green at 6 o'clock. Next Friday, Toma Sparta Speedway. Modified Sportsman, Hobbies, Hornets, six shooters. It's the 8th annual Tim Meyer Memorial for the Sportsman, qualifying at 6:15, first green flag at 7:30. Get out and support your local short track. Dan, I also want to mention hi to Shorty down in Florida, hi to Tim up in Alaska, and hi to our friend Angel down in Tinley Park, Illinois. If you're listening, put a message out on our Facebook page, and we'll mention you on the show.
That's exactly right, and we greatly appreciate everybody helping us along with the sponsorships this year. It just keeps getting bigger and better. Kevin, real quickly, what do you got for plans this weekend?
Hopefully, if work works out for me, hopefully we'll get down to Mass and see their Friday night show this week, and then get ourselves ready for the big Milwaukee Mile race, like we just talked about a few seconds ago, next week.
Alrighty, that's going to be coming up. Of course, we're going to be talking more on next Saturday's show about the big one coming up Father's Day weekend. For Kevin Ramsel, Paul Reichert, Billy Doc Niles, and Radio Man Dan Dyker, I want to thank you for joining us on the program. And of course, every Saturday at noon, it's going to be right here on Bond Country 101.3, the Eagle 1490, the Magnum.media app, and of course, the TuneIn app.
Love the TuneIn app.
And I want to thank Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells, your grown-up getaway.
There's the checkered flag. We made it to the finish line on the Midwest Race Report, presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, your grown-up getaway. Today's report is also brought to you by Big Boar Barbecue and Catering, Highway 16 West Salem, Dells Raceway Park in Wisconsin Dells, getting bigger and faster. Pizza Villa in downtown West Salem and Sparta, where you'll find hometown taste in every bite. By Silverado Saloon in downtown West Salem, your pre- and post-race headquarters. Century 21 and your agent Gretchen Clements. Don't settle for average. Sell your home with Century 21. By O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. The Comfort Inn in Onalaska, ranked in the top 8% of all Comfort Inns in the country. TACU, Toma Area Credit Union, making a difference every day. The Toma BP, home of BP Me Rewards and BP Driver Rewards. The Toma Sparta Speedway, Friday night racing, family style. The Midwest Race Connection, your newspaper source for racing in the Midwest. And J&L Collectibles, providing you with the finest in racing collectibles and autographed NASCAR items. Join us next week at this same time for the award-winning Midwest Race Report, presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells, your grown-up getaway. On Bog Country 101.3 and 1490 The Eagle.